This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Boy, it's a big weekend.
Very, very big weekend.
Stuff going on in Melbourne.
Yeah, I was at the MCG doing what everyone was there for, which was to see the Killers, obviously.
I think you may have slightly missed the point there, Stefan. But good on you for getting down to the MCG anyway, the Hallowed Turf on Saturday, the biggest day of the year. You must have felt some serious kind of vibes coming.
Oh, dude.
Good energies around the ground?
Yeah, look, I mean, I was in... I feel like everyone was at, you know, Richmond celebrating the big games. Like, okay, we're going to go home and party, but wait, we're in Richmond. Like, we're in actually the place where the party is. So I just stayed put and just kept partying.
It is like having a party at your house and where you, if you want to crash, just crash at your own house. Fine.
Exactly. The heart of the party.
Did you catch Jack Riewoldt getting up on stage performing Mr. Brightside with the Killers?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. He was going nuts. We loved it. The crowd was going crazy, and it was the biggest sporting event since the game.
Wow.
I did see, when I was watching it, I saw that he didn't quite have the microphone near his mouth. He kind of had it away from his mouth a little bit.
Nice.
I think that probably was for the benefit of all involved. I think it would have sounded a little bit if we'd actually heard the way that Jack Riewoldt sings. Potentially. I don't want to slander his singing voice, but... that was maybe an unconscious decision on his part to save us all.
It was like one of those moments. I think we can all relate. After we've had a few too many lemonades and Mr. Brightside comes on at a house party and everyone sings along. It's just one of those songs that you know the words and you just get a little taste of it and then you just go. And Jack Riewoldt took it, and to his credit,
well, because apparently he was standing offside on the edge of the stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before that, for about three songs before that. Oh, my gosh. Singing every single word. And the lead singer, what's his
name? Brandon Flowers.
Yeah, he goes, who is that guy? I'll get him on here. I'll introduce him. And he did. And he made Jack Riewoldt's day.
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, poor Brandon Flowers, he wasn't really... those guys don't really know anything about AFL, but you guys are big AFL aficionados. How did you enjoy the game?
It was a great game. First quarter was really tight, and then it was a bit of a blowout, like the rest of the finals, to be honest.
It was convincing. That was the main thing. Like,
correct.
It wasn't Richmond convincingly won the season, I think.
I had a quick look on Twitter, like, when the game started, and people were already tweeting. So I think Adelaide had the first two goals, if I recall, and people were saying, yep, there goes Richmond's AFL Grand Final dreams. Like, come on, man, this is too early. It's too early. And they ended up winning. So, you know, Richmond definitely in out of the woods for two goals.
Yeah, it was a good game, but I found a great little... The next song we play is a bit of a remix that we came across. You've probably heard it over this weekend.
I feel like this could have been banging around in the clubs down at Richmond on Saturday night, and probably well into the next 3 months, I'd say.
Yeah.
This is not going to get old.
Yeah, and it's probably the best song out of all of the AFL club songs. It is the Tigerland song, so I don't even know who the artist is. Just Richmond Football Club?
Yeah, potentially.
Cool. Tigerland by Richmond Football Club.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Syn.